From the Ingalls studio, welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Wednesday, March 20th, and happy heavenly birthday to TV host Fred Rogers.
You'd be mine, could you be mine, won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please, please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, I'm glad we're together again.
I'm Bruce Jenkins, and here are your top stories brought to you by Curiosity Lab Criterium. Four individuals, including two inmates, charged with drug smuggling in Gwinnett County Jail. Georgia Gwinnett College student persists in fight against rare neurological condition. And Mountain View wrestler V. Trin honored with Cliff Ramos Perseverance Award after outstanding senior season. Plus my conversation with Leah McGrath from Ingalls Markets on celiac disease. All of this and more is coming up on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen daily and subscribe.
Get ready to pedal into a day of thrills and spills at the U.S. Pro Cycling Circuit Race. This April 28th from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Swing by Curiosity Labs at Petrie Corners for high-speed action that will have you on the edge of your seat. Food trucks, a family play area, and vendors galore. It's the race event of the year for everyone. Bring your helmets, lace up those shoes, and join us. Race over to Petrie Corners. It's time for family, speed, and a day packed with excitement. Don't miss out. Gather the entire family and join us on April 28th. It's the event you don't want to miss.
Four individuals, including two inmates of the Gwinnett County Jail, have been implicated in a scheme to smuggle drugs into the facility. The operation came to light following the discovery of methamphetamine during a standard cell inspection. The subsequent investigation by the jail intelligence unit led to the uncovering of 10 small packets of methamphetamine with a total weight of 6 grams concealed within the jail. Inmates David Isaias Wilson and Salithio McKinney are believed to have coordinated the smuggling operation from inside the jail, utilizing external contacts. Willis McFadden, a truck driver, is accused of physically transporting the drugs onto jail premises for McKinney, while Dante Thompson is alleged to have acted as an intermediary, facilitating communication between McFadden and Wilson. The four individuals now face a combined total of 11 felony charges in connection with the drug smuggling operation. Alejandro Hernandez, 20, diagnosed with Duchenne muscular dystrophy at age 6, actively confronts the challenges of his incurable disease. Alongside his family, Alejandro has participated in various initiatives to manage DMD, including joining workshops offered to cure Duchenne. These workshops provide insights into care protocols, therapeutic advancements, and ongoing research, facilitating connections with other families dealing with DMD. Alejandro is pursuing computer programming studies and engages in wheelchair power soccer. He advocates for a positive outlook among DMD patients, emphasizing the importance of maintaining hope. For detailed information on Duchenne muscular dystrophy, visit cureduchenne.org. Mountain View High School senior V. Trin, who has cerebral palsy, demonstrated exceptional perseverance by joining the wrestling team, challenging both medical predictions and personal limitations. Throughout a demanding season, Trin's commitment remained unwavered despite achieving limited victories in competition. His resilience and determination garnered respect from both his coach and teammates. At the state championships, Trin was honored with the FCA Wrestling Coach Cliff Ramos Wrestler of the Year Perseverance Award, recognizing his steadfast spirit. Exhibiting humility and gratitude, Trin credits his achievements to the support of his team. As he prepares to graduate and pursue studies in cybersecurity, Trin's journey stands as a testament to the enduring spirit of determination within the realm of competitive sports. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. We'll be right back.
Why talk to Tom M. Wages Funeral Home Service today? You remove the financial and emotional stress from your loved ones. On the worst day of their lives, your family doesn't need to add financial stress to the pain of loss. You protect them. A pre-funded, pre-arranged funeral allows your family to grieve and mourn without the worry of how to pay. Plus, the peace of mind you have knowing everything is taken care of is priceless. Don't leave the worry and stress to your loved ones. Take care of your funeral prearrangements now. Let the family service professionals at Tom M. Wages in Snellville or Lawrenceville help you. Call Tom M. Wages today at 770-979-3200 or email jim@wagesfuneralhome.com. Tom M. Wages, the most respected and requested funeral home in Gwinnett County.
Stay connected with your community and honor those who have passed with the latest obituaries from Gwinnett County, Georgia. Brought to you by Tom Wages Funeral Home, providing compassion and care and support during life's most difficult moments. Today we honor William J. Bill Clack, Marvin James Summers, and Mark Giuliano. Tune in for the latest updates on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Calling all change makers and educators. Your chance to shape the future is here at Gwinnett County Public Schools. Join us at the Regional Job Fair on March 26th at Brookwood High School from 4 to 6 p.m. Be the difference in our community and take the next step in your career. Say yes to GCPS and register online today. TeamGCPS.com, where your calling as an educator awaits.
Protesters gathered outside the Supreme Court as it reviewed allegations of government collusion with social media firms to restrict free speech. During the proceedings, justices displayed skepticism toward the lawsuit's foundations. The Biden administration argued against any First Amendment breaches, emphasizing the absence of evidence-supported claims of unconstitutional actions. The lawsuit, brought forward by parties from Missouri and Louisiana alongside individual complaints, suggests that their online expressions were curtailed due to governmental influence. The administration posited any content moderation was the result of social media platforms enforcing their own policies independently. The justices explored the direct impact of alleged government involvement on the plaintiffs and considered the potential implications for public safety. A decision is anticipated, with the plaintiffs expressing optimism regarding the outcome. Avid Bookshop, an independent bookstore located in Athens, has initiated a federal lawsuit against Gwinnett County Sheriff Kibu Taylor and jail commander Ben Haynes. The legal action arises from the rejection of books ordered for an inmate, which Avid attributes to a policy that only allows purchases from authorized retailers, effectively excluding small bookstores. This policy, according to Avid, infringes upon inmates' First Amendment rights and amounts to government censorship. The situation unfolded after Avid's Bookshop's attempts to deliver books to an inmate were denied, even though the shipments adhere to the requirement packaging standards. The sheriff's office has defended its policy by highlighting concerns over potential contraband and currently restricts book shipments to those sourced from Barnes & Noble and Amazon. Avid's legal representatives have criticized the policy as both vague and unconstitutional, arguing unduly restricts inmates' access to a wider range of reading materials. While the sheriff's office maintains that the policy is a measure to ensure safety within the facility, it has chosen not to comment further due to the ongoing litigation. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you ready to serve and protect? Looking to fulfill a career in law enforcement? Then it's time to join the Henry County Sheriff's Office. We're hiring detention officers and deputies. No experience? No problem. We provide training for all new recruits, and all you need is a high school diploma, a clean record, and a determination to serve and protect. Enjoy incredible benefits such as the possibility of receiving a commuter vehicle if your residence is outside of Henry County. Some restrictions may apply. Call us today or visit henrycountysheriffga.gov to learn more. Henry County Sheriff's Office. Unlock your potential and join our team today.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingalls dietitian. What sort of food items do you keep in your pantry so you can make quick meals? I always have pasta and pasta sauce, canned tuna, canned beans, and canned tomatoes and rice. These can become the key ingredients to make many meals just by adding some additional fresh or frozen vegetables, ground beef or turkey, or meat alternatives like tofu or texturized soy protein crumbles. So make sure you plan ahead and keep your pantry stocked.
And now here's my conversation with Leah McGrath from Ingalls Markets on celiac disease.
Hi, I'm Leah McGrath. I'm the registered dietitian, the corporate dietitian for Ingalls Markets. I'm here to answer your questions about food, nutrition, and health. You can find me on the Ingalls website at ingalls-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingalls Dietitian with two T's, and you can find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. So today, once again, I'm answering some of your questions about food, nutrition, and health.
Okay, Leah, Patty is emailing us asking, whenever I eat meals with a lot of bread or pasta, my stomach hurts. Could I have celiac disease? What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's a lot of different possibilities there. I mean, having your stomach hurt is not something you want to dismiss or ignore. You know, there could be different things going on. It could definitely be celiac. It could be celiac disease, which, is an autoimmune condition that your body is not able to absorb the gluten or digest the gluten that's in the wheat. It could be that you have some form of irritable bowel or what's called FODMAP, which is kind of a sensitivity to certain types of to grains and other products, other ingredients in the grains, other components of the grains. So it's definitely something you want to check out. So what I always advise in those situations is to really do a little food diary for a week. Write down what you're eating and drinking and start just paying attention to your body. You know, when aren't you feeling great? What did you have to eat that, you know, maybe 4 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, you're feeling not great? And then maybe take that information to your doctor or ask for an appointment with a gastroenterologist and see if they will test you for celiac disease. The first test is a blood test, but then they may go from there and recommend other tests to see if there's something else going on. But in order to be tested accurately for celiac disease, you still have to be eating products with gluten. So it doesn't have to be a lot, but you don't want to go gluten-free until you kind of rule that out. So the sooner you can get that testing done, the better. And like I said, keeping some sort of food diary or food record for a few days and trying to kind of isolate what are the problem foods or beverages that are causing you the problems. Well, thanks for your time today and for listening to the Ask Leah segment. If you have nutrition questions, be sure and go to the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com. Click on the wellness tab, and you can also find me on Twitter, Ingles Dietitian with two T's, on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. Send me your questions about food, nutrition, and health, and we'll get them answered for you.
Well, I have final thoughts after this.
In the heart of our Atlanta community, a healthier future is beating strong. The American College of Cardiology, in collaboration with the Morehouse School of Medicine and Johnson & Johnson, invites your family to the Atlanta Heart Health Fair. Come visit us on April 2nd from noon to 7 p.m. at the Denard Conference Center, Atlanta Technical College. Your steps towards heart health are a step towards a lifetime of memories. The Atlanta Heart Health Fair, empowering heart health for all. Register now at acc.org/ATL Health Fair.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the Marietta Daily Journal, the Community Podcast for Rockdown into Morgan Counties, or the Paulding County News Podcast. Read more about all our stories and get other great content at GwinnettDailyPost.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.